This is your community radio station, 88.3 Southern FM.
Coming up right now is the Space Show. Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. On this week's The Space Show, and the Celestis role in the Peregrine 1 mission. Celestis is a United States company that since 1994 has been sending the cremated remains of people into space. On that Peregrine launch with the Vulcan rocket, they had two memorials. One, called Celestis Enterprise Flight, was attached to the Centaur rocket and is now in heliocentric orbit. The second, called Celestis Tranquility Flight, was on the Peregrine 1 lunar lander, and as you heard, it went out to lunar distance and then came right back to Earth. Now, in addition to cremated remains, the capsules contain the DNA of other people. The Enterprise flight has the DNA of United States Presidents George Washington, Ike Eisenhower, and John Kennedy. Also, DNA from writers and actors from the Star Trek television series. Australian-born Apollo astronaut Philip Chapman never made a spaceflight in his life, but his cremated remains are making his second flight on this mission. Another astronaut on his way to heliocentric orbit is Michael Lampton, who died aged 82 on June the 9th last year. In life, the scientist was a backup for several space shuttle missions in the early 1980s and was selected to fly other missions that were later cancelled. Gary Wentz of rocket company United Launch Alliance describes what will happen to the Vulcan rocket Centaur stage and the Celestis Enterprise.
This Vulcan flight test will deliver the Peregrine commercial lander into a highly elliptical orbit more than 225,000 miles above the Earth to intercept the moon, and will also carry the Celestis Memorial spaceflight payload that will be transferred into deep space with the Centaur following the mission. It will remain affixed to our Centaur 5, and it will be placed finally in a hyperbolic orbit around the sun following deployment of the Peregrine spacecraft.
One of the dozens of persons that were headed for the moon aboard the Peregrine 1 as part of the Celestis Tranquility flight was science fiction author Arthur C. Clarke. Now, this is in the form of a hair sample that was collected in 1999 specifically for this purpose. And the remains of writer Eugene Roddenberry and his actress wife Marjorie were also aboard. Astrobotics John Thornton described the Peregrine's path that was intended to the moon.
The lander will take off from Launch Complex here in Florida. It will go directly to translunar injection, where the lander will start its job and will do trajectory correction maneuvers from that point out to the surface of the moon. We will have an intended landing time of February 23rd, so just about a month from now. And along the way, we're going to spend a little time in lunar orbit, making sure that the local lighting conditions are correct. We're waiting for local sunrise. Once we begin descent, it's about 1 hour down to the surface. It will be exciting, nail-biting, terrifying all at once, and a whole range of emotions. Once on the surface, that's when surface operations begin, and the 20 payloads, the customers from all over the world, will be on board that mission and deployed. Six new nations will touch the surface of the moon for the first time. And we are just so honored and pleased to be a part of those stories, those Apollo moments for the nations flying with us.
In 2022, Captain Corbin, a musician from the United States, wrote a song which one could view as a space shanty, as a comment on the Celestis company that sends the cremated ashes of people into space. This is called Bones in the Cosmos.
Oh, I bid farewell to the earth and the sand, and I blast off away from East Florida's marshlands to search for my long ago departed friends, to search for the place where brave astronauts end. As the souls of the dead fill the space in my mind, I'll search without sleeping till peace I can find. I fear not space weather, radiation, or debris. I remember the fallen, do they think of me? When their bones in the cosmos forever will be. Plot a course into space to a place I once knew, to a place where my hope died along with my crew. So I swallow my grief and face life's final test, to find promise of peace and the solace of rest. As the souls of the dead fill the space in my ears, their laughter like children, their beckoning cheers. My heart longs to join them, reach their apogee. I remember the fallen, do they think of me? When their bones in the cosmos forever will be. When at last before my ghostly crewmates I stand, I shed a small tear from my home upon land. Though their eyes speak of missions with terror and strife, their smiles above say I don't owe them my life. As the deeds of the dead fill the space in my eyes, and my capsule is punctured and depressurized, I'm so far from people, the oceans and the trees. I remember the living, do they think of me? When my bones in the cosmos forever will be. Now that I'm staring into the blackest abyss, I'm not sure what I want, but I don't think it's this. As my crewmates call to stand fast and forge on, I patch holes in my vessel till the danger is gone. As the souls of the brave live forever in my mind, as I live all the years that they left me behind, I'll stay on the earth but gaze up wistfully. I remember the fallen, do they think of me? For our souls in the cosmos together will be. I remember the fallen, and they think of me. For our souls in the cosmos together will be.
This is The Space Show with Andrew Rennie for the Space Association of Australia.